Hello?
Hello?
Her name is Carrie. She is a singer.
Where is she?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
It sounds like she's like your conscience. Hello?
Hello?
She's like a little, an angel and a devil on your shoulder, Bubba.
Mm.
So what are you about to do with that?
I'm about to take a smoke break.
Oh, nice.
I see.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hey, Carrie, what, as you know, I know it was a big deal that Bubba and I won for National Personality of the Year. I know it's a huge deal for you and
to her.
Yes. What is Bubba wearing this year?
I told Big D I can wear jeans, right?
What?
To the awards.
You're going to like give a speech and stuff?
No, I don't think they're going to have us do all that. I think
we'll be on stage.
But that's just a photo op for radio people.
Well, still.
Here's my take on dressing up. It's always better to be overdressed than underdressed. Mm. Always.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and it's also like it's about like showing like respect too. You know, like hey, I really appreciate this award. And
but Brad's gonna have jeans on.
Well, that's Brad. I would tell him the same thing. It makes me like you think of like the Opry and stuff like that. Like I always dress up to go to the Opry because it's like a respect thing. It's like. It's like my Sunday best.
And then you end up going through like 15 dresses over the course of the CMA Awards or
yeah,
outfits
I do.
In general.
That's how much I respect the CMA Awards.
I respect it so much.
I wear lots of dresses. I dress up a lot.
What is Mike going to wear?
He won't be there.
What?
That's
what?
The thing because we do it at the Bridgestone Arena, which is where the Predators play. But the only way that we can schedule the CMA Awards for that time is when they're not playing there. So
he's on
generally out of town.
Oh, wow.
He escapes that one, man. He dodges that bullet. Aww. He gets away from having to get dressed up.
What?
But you know what? Like, it's such a crazy night for me. It would probably make things, I'd probably be like worried about him. Like,
okay,
what's he doing?
If he was going, what would he wear?
He'd wear a suit.
Man, you're going to wear a suit, Bubba.
I can't wear a suit. I'm not like shaped like a hockey player. I would look like the puck. I'm round.
Well, you could go for a kilt, the whole Roddy Piper thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm wearing cool jeans and a black jacket, like sport coat.
Nice.
But they're going to be like dark jeans.
Yeah, dark jeans. You got to have dark jeans.
They're almost black.
I feel like dark jeans are more dressy than light jeans.
And they're kind of scuffed up a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit.
So I shouldn't wear the purple pimp suit?
What shoes are you wearing?
Okay, so shoes. I'm not doing boots because I don't like boots hurt my feet. I'm going to do black leather.
Vans?
Okay.
No, like dress shoes, not Vans. I'm wearing sandals. Is that cool? Crocs?
Only black? If you wear socks.
Socks
with
your Crocs.
If they made leather Crocs, that would be the end of the world. That's a sign of the apocalypse.
Carrie Underwood is our guest. It's a big day. Her new album's out.
It's called Storyteller, yo.
Yeah, it is.
Without the yo, just Storyteller.
I went and looked for Storyteller.
That would have been a good title, though.
Storyteller, yo.
Yo. Yeah, exclamation point.
Yeah, you would have to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But an upside down exclamation point.
Gareth, I think you're at that point, though, in your career. I think you could do that. You just walk in and go, okay, here's the name of it. It's called Storyteller, yo. And
it's got an upside down exclamation point.
And there you go. And they're going to be like,
all right.
Okay.
Be like, mind's blown.
Yeah. They would be like, oh, you're breaking new ground.
Yeah. Is there always people like who are in those meetings that are like the yes men who are like, oh, yes, yes. I love it. I love it, Carrie. That's great. Is there someone like that?
I feel like I'm surrounded by people that would tell me if my ideas were stupid.
So if you walked in and said, I'm naming my album Poop Emoji, they would be like, no, we're not doing that.
Probably.
I know there's one person who goes, I poop too.
People would be nice about it, but they'd probably be like, well, that is an idea.
That's when you say, but it's very millennial.
We're gonna
and then you say the keyword
there's
and they go, oh, yeah,
poop emoji.
We're going to write that one down. Okay, so this has Smoke Break on it. What else is on the album that you're like, man, this one is the bomb
diggity? What are you proud about?
Yeah, the mostest.
The mostest proud. I don't know if I'm the mostest proud. Like, There's a lot of ties, but for different reasons. There's one called Choctaw County Affair that I think is just really cool. And then Dirty Laundry is the one that's good. And Church Bells. Oh, Church Bells.
You just named three, so it sounds like you're on your way to a really good sounding album.
Yeah, it'll be good.
That only leaves us what, like nine other tracks?
Yeah. Because
you got Smoke Break, those three, and then
yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Bubba's doing great math. Good math.
So
the album is out now. It's called Storyteller. Make sure you download it. We'll talk with Carrie about the CMA Awards. That's on the way next. So Carrie Underwood's with us, and the CMA Awards are with us.
You're looking fabulous, girl.
Thanks.
What, Patrick? Did you have something? Oh, he says we have 1 minute left. Okay. I thought he had a point he wanted to make. He says, no, we have
one. He comes
minute.
In and puts his finger up, and we're like, what? What would you like to interject into the conversation?
How many different changes of clothes are you going to do for the awards?
I don't know. I just had a fitting not too long ago, and I have more than I need.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on like the running order of the show, which we won't know until we're pretty close
to
showtime.
Are we going to be doing more of the songs that you guys sing, kind of like the little parody songs?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of our things.
Yeah, well, you do
so
it well.
So we can't, like, we tried to not get away from it, but we're like, oh, you know, is everybody going to be, like, tired of us, like, doing parody songs? And then people are like, no, like, that's one of the things we look forward to.
It's great.
And
yeah. It's always
great. We can't really not do that. Mm-hmm. So we might. We'll have some good ones, I think.
Brad told me that last year, the first year y'all did, I think it's like your seventh or eighth one, but he said the first year that y'all did it, he was so nervous he threw up backstage. Is that true?
He did?
That's what he told me.
I didn't see it. I wasn't there for it.
Good.
Because you weren't holding his hair?
It would have been a chain reaction.
All right. Well, I'm glad I could end it on something really positive.
Lord knows. She's still got a baby, so she sees a lot of puke around the house.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, he's not like a barfy baby.
Really?
Which is good.
Well,
yeah.
I walked around for the longest time. My left shoulder had this eternal stain from my kids always, you know, spitting up.
Yeah.
Not my kid.
Yeah, another kid soon?
I mean, not soon, but I would envision him with a sibling.
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's just the best. He's just fun, and he's getting all, like, I don't know, mobile now.
Yeah.
So we're chasing around after him all day long, and but he's just happy and sweet.
That's the best. We're so happy for you. Hey, we'll look for you on the CMAs, and hey, be watching what Bubba wears.
I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be really great. It's going to be like, you're going to go, wow, you didn't listen to anything I said. Thanks a lot, Bubba.
Okay.
And download Storyteller. It's called Storyteller Yo with the upside down exclamation point from Carrie Underwood. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.